about a wide piece of jewelry. The isha chenekes es atzma, and with a wide piece, where then she makes a little bit tight. The nichalei shetira kabbalas boser. Amol, she puts something tight around the neck and makes her hair stick out. Looks like kabbalas boser. She looks nicer. So it's wide around the neck. That doesn't hurt her, and she does it to make herself look nice. Rashi bekatlas kinnun beged choshev, a nice beged litleis b'tzavara, tie around her neck. Keneged liba, around her leg. Shelayipol mashia cheles al bigdel. Son, an apron like a bib, that the food should not fall on a big deal. We yeshle mokim shnans, and she has straps there. Kain shoysle machnesayin, we make with our pants. The teichem by ritzua rechovim, she makes a nice tight, a wide ritzua wide strap there. Or malasa sover ritzua goes around. She abeged roch of harbe, for kasher was ritzua sover savora. She ties it around her neck. For chenekas atzma bechayzer, there she makes it tight. They should take besara boletis. That the rest of the body should like stick out. V'tira balas basar. V'mitarech sheritzua chalokas. Since these ritzuas are wide and straight and flat, v'ruchova ena metikosam. It's not mazika. So this type of a strap she'll do tight around her neck. A small strap, a small string, that she wouldn't put tight because she'll choke herself. Mashenkin, this wide type of a string, here we're not afraid, here she'll make it nice and wide. It'll be nice and wide. Therefore, Amol should do it tight. So therefore, this type of tachshit around the neck is also to walk out within Shabbos. Because we're afraid she'll have to go to the mikvah, and since it's a chatzitza, she'll have to take it off, and we're afraid she won't put it back on again, and she'll walk down Lamas with Shusha Rabbi. Right. We have Yehudi Weimer, Yehudi says in the Mishnah, before the Braitha, Shel Tsemev, Shel Sar, Ein Chotzin. He dings in a Tanakam and says, no, wool does not get that tied into the hair, it's not chotzitz. Who are then other hair is not chotzitz. The water comes inside it. Om Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei sar. We pass on it, Rabbi Yehuda nageit b'chutei sar. Hey, so far we only had a machlekes about tzemer, about wool. The Tanakam says wool, like our mission is also, you're not allowed to put woolen string, straps in your hair, because you could make it very tight, it's called a chatzitza. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, wool doesn't get that tight in your hair, so it doesn't make a chatzitza. If you'd also said those sar, other hair, like a shaitl you tie in your hair, doesn't make a chatzitza. So here we're passing like if you'd negate a sar. Is whoever said it's a machlokes by sar? We never had another mandiyomi yet that said sar is also. Like that's kash omalei abaya. Halocha, you're passing halocha like if you'd by sar is mutter, mechlad de pligi. Since you have to say halocha is like kim mashma somewhere is mechulakonim. Who this mandiyomi? That's mechulakon sar. We only have a Tanakam before that says temer, wool is also, wool gets tight. But whoever said that sar here could get tight on another here? Who said that? Shrashi Michlad the Pligi Batumiya Tatakasha. For Tanakam Malayari Bisara, Tanakam wasn't talking about other here. Shema Mina Bisar Moida. Mashm is also Moida here, onto here, it doesn't get that tight. It's not called a Chatzitza. Tloy Mehedik Agabisar. Somebody else is here, onto your hair, it doesn't get that tight, it doesn't make a Chatzitza. So what do you have to say Allah Rabbi Yehuda for Pshita? Nobody thinks of Rabbi Yehuda negate to hear. V'chi taim is at Gemara name. Ilav di shamina mitana kama di yari b'chutei sar. If not for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda understood that the Tanakama also asked the sar, as even though the Tanakama only said sema wool is also, but if Yehuda understood from him, he also meant to say sar is also. Because if that's not what he understood, iyo namale have imari. Of his Rabbi Yehuda also shouldn't talk about sar. Like, how come Yehuda answers back to Tanakam and says, wool is mutter, and sar is also mutter? If the Tanakam is not talking about sar here, what did Yehuda answer back about sar? The Yehuda just should answer back about semer. You say semer is also, semer wool, could get very tight into the hair. The Yehuda says, no, wool can't get so tight into the hair. But about sar, who's talking about sar? Since the Yehuda says, sar is mutter, it's mashmi, he understood from the Tanakama, sar is also wasa. So Gemara name v'dilma kishem kamalu. Rabbi Yehuda means to answer name kishem. What does that mean? Kihech the moedisali b'chutei sar. No, Rabbi Yehuda knew the Tanakama wasn't talking about sar. But Rabbi Yehuda says pshit. Everybody in the world understands that sar here doesn't make a chatzitza another here. Here can't get too tight onto here. So just like your moeda, sar is not called a chatzitza. Is oideli nami be moeda to me also b'chutei tzemer? That chutem of wool also doesn't make a chatzitza. Maybe that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So this pshat with Tzrik Shver, how do you have anybody that says sar is awesome? It could be everybody holds sar as muta. And Rabbi Yehuda just mentioned the sheik shein, just like you moeda me by sar, be moeda to me by tzemer also. Trashi duma Heidi Atke Sar, Kishem Kamalu, Kishem Shatim Oidli Bechuti Sar, Oidli Bechuti Semer. That's all he meant to say. But Avada, nobody asks. Itmar Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Moidim Chachom Rav Yehuda Bechuti Sar, Enech Naimel, at this track. That the Chom Taka Moidit Rav Yehuda Bechuti Sar, there's no machloikis. Chutei Sar does not get that tied into here. It's not called the Chatzitzes Mutzah. Tanya Nami Yochi, another bright says like this. That woolen straps, if you tie around your hair, is called a chatzitza. And therefore, you can't walk out with it on Shabbos. But chutei sar ain't chaytzin. But chutei made out of sar, made out of hair, is not called a chatzitza. So you see, this is a Tanakama. We have Yudu Waima, Shal Tzeme, Vishal Sar, ain't chaytzin. So you see, claws, sar, there's no machloik. Everybody's mask is not called a chatzitza. The whole machloik is only by Tzemer. And Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Masnitza Nami Deka, I have a Raya from the Brisa like this also. Diktoni, the Brisa says, Yoytze Isha Bechute Sar. An Isha could go out with Chute Sar, pieces of hair, Bein Mishalo, whether it's own hair, Bein Mishal Chaverta, whether it's other hair. Now somebody else's hair, Pasha means, was tied into her hair. Is money, who does it go like? Ilay Rav Yehuda, if it's going according to Rav Yehuda, that's Matisar, it should have said a bigger Kiddush. It should have said, Afilu Chute Tzemer Nami. It should have said a bigger Kiddush. You could also go out with strings of wool in your hair. Why does the Brice only say you go out with other hair tied onto your hair? But Rav Yehuda should have said a bigger Kiddush, even wool. Ella Lav Rabboni. Ella, my the Brice later goes according to Rabboni. That's what it says Tzemer she can't go out with. Wool gets very tight in hair. It's called a Chatzitzim. Everybody's masking chutei sar is here, does not get that tied into other here, it's not called a chatzitzum, therefore she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Yeah. But the Mishnah says, Anisha can't walk out with teitofes. So tomorrow, my teitofes, what is this teitofes? Omer Rav Yosef, chumrato dekatifta. Rashi, chumrato dekatifta, kesher type of a knot, shoysim refuat kituf, that they make with a kituf, that's a bolzim, ayin ra shlet tishlet. As they tie around their neck some bolzim in a jar that shouldn't have an ayin hara. They go out with something like that. Stop the ayin hara. A jar of bolzim, something to smell good, it takes away the ayin hara. So she shouldn't walk out with this on Shabbos. Omla yabai, for gabai akasha, why not? Tevi ke kemeya mumcha, vitishtaru. Let that be like a kemeya. Kemeya is a type of not a good luck charm. What's a kemeya called?
Amulet.
Amulet, yeah. Something that you hold that will save you from refuah. If you get sick, you wear a kemeya and it makes you better. There also, she holds it, takes away the ayin hara, it should be mutter to wear it. And there's no chash she'll take it off. Because she'll never take it off. Not that she'll be afraid to stop the ayin hara. So there's no gzer she'll take it off. Trashivit heve ke kemeya mumcha. Tiktoni Masbis, and the Mishnah says later, V'loi b'kemeya b'zman she'enoi minamumcha. She came with gavel, the kemeya, if it wasn't tested 3 times, it didn't heal you 3 times. So dia kol mumcha, but if this kemeya already healed you 3 times, you tested already, shafadami, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Seriously, if this teitofos is something that she's wearing to stop an ayin hara, it's like a kemeya, she's remuta. When that choshe she'll take it off, she won't walk with it. Like she's afraid it should be on her the whole time, not to have an ayin hara. Elohim Rav Yudim Mishmei Dabaya Apuzainu. That what does tetofis means? Apuzainu. What does Apuzainu mean? Trashi Prunta Shalzov. A piece of gold. A golden charm. Tanya Nami Hochi. Another one of the bright source like this. Yoytze Isha B'Samcha Mazuhevis. Anisha go out with the samch, even though it's made out of gold. Zatrashi, shavcha, that's like the kerchief she puts on top of her hair. Kufai Zatrashi, the sholfule miglarosha. If she'll take off the kerchief, then she'll uncover her hair. So if Anisha doesn't want to uncover her hair, b'shus rabin, therefore you don't have this gizeh, she'll take it off b'shus rabin. So the shavcha, she's allowed to wear and walk out b'shus rabin. That's why it says, yoytze isha b'shavcha mzehevis. As even though this kerchief is made out of gold, it's a beautiful jewelry, so really there should be the gzera, maybe she'll take it off to show a friend, but since this is what's covering it here, we're not chosh, she'll take it off. These next 2 pieces of jewelry, right, these are things she puts on top of her hair, or has to do with it, so she goes around the forehead. But if they're kvur, but if they're sewed onto the savcha, they're sewed onto a kerchief, then it's mutter. Why? The same thing. Because she can't pull it off by itself. She'll have to take off the kerchief. And that way, she won't take off. Shrashi. For the more, I call upon him, Ezu Tetofis. For what is the Messias of the Tophos? What is this? The Ezel Sarbitim, what's called the Sarbitim? Omer Mavua. So a Tophos means that we have before a piece of gold, the golden jewelry. Hamokefas lo meyosin leyosin. She puts it around the forehead from one ear to another ear. She has a golden string, the gold across her forehead. Goes from one ear to the other ear. So this is also to wear, because the nice jewelry, we're afraid she'll take it off. But if we see it sewed on, tied on to the samko, tied on to a kerchief, then we're not afraid she'll take it off. What's a sarbitin? Hamagiyin lo ad lechayayid. Like comes down to a cheek. But these are type of jewelry they put on the face. They didn't get to this yet. But this jewelry they wear on the face comes down to the cheek. So this they ask it. Trashiyam kefet es padachtoim yoizin yoizin. It covers over the forehead from one ear to the other ear. Hamagiyin ad lechaya al roisho. She ties it around the hair. It comes down, hanging down onto her cheeks. On both sides of the head, it comes down to the cheek. Another type of a jewelry. So these things are awesome. Omer Rav Huna, Aniyos, the poor people, Oisan Oisan, make them Shaminit Svoinim. Stand from colorful material. Ashirois, the rich people, Oisan Oisan Shakesim Jozov. They make these Tetophois and these Savichim from gold and silver. So these things are also to wear Medina the Gemara. Even though Bazman is there, we'll make all of Medina the Gemara, it's also because we're afraid she'll come to take it off to show a friend. Only if it's tied on to the Savcha, then it's Mutter. For Lay Bekful. What? Yeah, well, we spoke about, we'll see later in the Gemara. Nisha Chashuv is Mutter. Certain Noshim, we're not afraid they'll take it off to show friends. So Bazman is there, we'll make all that all Nisha's Achshuv, they don't take off the jewelry, she'll rob them to show their friends. For Lay Bekhovu. Omar Rabbi Yanai. Kovul zeh en yodei mal. Oh, Rabbi Yanai is like us. He doesn't know what it is. What kovul is? It's better than us. He didn't know exactly why he had two tzedakim. He didn't know what it was. Which one or the other one? E kavlu diavdo. It's like a badge. So it's something that an eved wears to show he's an eved. He has an emblem on it that the eved that Odin gave him to wear to show he's an eved. His e kavlu diavdo tanan is the emblem that an eved wears. But kippah shotzem es shapadomi, but stama kippah, stama cloth made out of wool, that would be mutter. Or dilma nain kippah shotzem es tanan. Even a kippah, there's another type of cloth she puts on top of her hair. Hey, them used to cover themselves a lot. Also, see a few things. A kippah shotzem es tanan, even that's also awesome. Drashi, ikav lo diav de tanan. Chaysam, the seal, shoysen lievet b'chusay, that he used to put onto his clothing, l'simin haichocha shu evet, to show that everybody should know he's my evet. Havulka toni mastisin, the shivchola teitzaboy. A shivcha should not walk out with this on Shabbos. That's one shot. Avokipa shotzemer, kikoiva, a type of a hat made out of wool, shetachas ha-shavcha. They put this even under the kerchief. The mikrinami kovul, it's also called a kovul miskashet boy. It makes it look nice. Another nice kerchief. This was called underneath the shavcha. So that was this musufi. What's also? It's only a kabul the yavder also. Mashenken is kippah, since underneath the shavcha, we're not afraid she'll take it off. Because when she takes it off, either she has to uncover here, she won't take it off. I don't know. Kippah shotzemer tanan. Even this is us. Even this, the cloth, this another kerchief she puts underneath the shavcha, is also also. The koshken kabul the yavda, and avada the emblem of an eved is also awesome. Trashi shapidami, the chivon the migla sarul shafli machva. Hey, since this type of a hat is underneath the kerchief, so when you take it off to show, you have to uncover your hair. We're not afraid Nisha will do it. Oy duma kippah tanan, do lay teitzay. No, only in a shivcha kein magalter emblem. Not forget. You don't forget. Oy duma kippah tanan. Only this kerchief underneath is awesome. Wide letait the chashina dilma shalfa machvon mitachas hashavcha. Maybe no, she'll slip it out under the kerchief. V'yena megala, she doesn't uncover here. Hey, since this is like a hat under the kerchief, so she can slip it out underneath. V'choshchen kavul yavdo. And avad whenever the emblem from an eved also you shouldn't go out on Shabbos. That's a sofit. What exactly is osir? Is it osir only the emblem of an eved? Vashenken this kerchief under the kerchief is mutter, or else no, even the kavla kippah shotzemer is also osir. Omer Rav Avua, Mistavra, Commander Yoma, Kippah Shotzema Tanan, Luchumra. And even this beautiful kerchief, the beautiful hat she put underneath the kerchief, is also wasa. Because we're afraid she'll come to take it off to show her friends with Rabin, and she walked with the Daladans. What's the Raya? Kippah Shotzema Tanan. V'tanya Nam Yoch, you have a Raya for this. It says, Yoitze Isha B'chovul, and Isha go out with the Kovul. Uvi istama lechotzer. She could also wear istama into a chotzer she could wear. Zrashi bekovul uvi istama lekam leforash my istama. So we'll explain what exactly istama is. We'll soon see. We have Shimon ben Elazar weim like this. Af bekovul lerishus rabin. He holds even a kovul could also walk out to rishus rabin. Klal omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This is the klal that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said. Kol shulamatim in ashavcha, anything that she wears in her hair underneath the kerchief, yoitzimbo, she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because we're not afraid she'll take it off. She doesn't want to uncover her hair. Kol shulamalim in ashavcha, anything she puts on top of her hair, on top of the kerchief, and yoitzimbo, that would then that she can't walk out with. So at Kol point, we see klo. What's the type of kovul? Kovul is called another covering of the hair. So you see, and this also is also or this the machlekes. Only Rav Shimon ben Elazar is matter it, but the Tanakhama says it's also. So the Pshat now Mishnah also that kovul is also means the covering for the hair. So the more now my istuma. What's this istuma? The same istuma we had before was yoytzisha bekovul of istuma lechotzer. Tanakhama says you can only walk out with it bechotzer, but not with shus rabin. We are goyzer like our Mishnah. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the one that's matter the kovul. But now, what's istama? Omer Ravua, bizuni. It means bizuni. For the Gemara, my bizuni, what does that mean? Omer Abayi, Omer Rav, kliya peruchi. Drashi, kliya peruchi, mitznefes katana, small type of a kerchief, li'acha kishureho. After she tied up, she kolas roshi, after she braided her hair, the chisason, she covered it, yes, Cyrus katana, yaitzim, chutz le kishureho. There's still some hairs that are out of place, come out underneath. They nekroyim pruchim, those are like flying out. Al shemafrichim v'yotzim, like fly out lechutz. V'yodosan she wraps it up. Letachas kishurim nitzik kishurim. Are they mitznefes ksora with a small hat for that? Skitzen ishkemat then used to wear on four covers on top of the head. A kerchief on top, underneath, and then the parche kale pruchim. Well, it's for the hair that fly out. Shrashi klayim menas oisim saras mlosis. It stops the hair from flying out. So these things are the machlekes. The Tanakhama says only bechotzer it's mutim, but not b'shus rabin. Why? Because since she could take this off and she doesn't have to uncover here, because the kerchief, the main one, the shavcha, is still under here. No, it's mutter. Anything that's under the kovel, anything that's under the kerchief, we're not afraid she'll take it off b'shus rabin because she doesn't want to uncover here. So that's this machlekes. So she can walk out with it or not. But here the machlekes is only to walk out b'shus rabin. But in the chotzer, in the backyard, it's zichemutah. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because the Chum didn't want to ask her to wear everything. Certain things they matter to wear on Shabbos. So this kovul, they matter to wear this type of a hat, a covering on top of the hair. Tana Rabbanan, gimel dvorim nemru biyistama. This type of an istama, that's this another type of a small hat that covers up these small hairs that fall out. There are three halachas about them. Ein bo mishum klayim. There's no ista klayim, even if it's made out of tzemer pishtim. There's no ista klayim. Trash ein boy mishum klayim shasuyin kimin loved. According to einam tovui, it's not woven together. It's a straight piece of material. So since it's not tovui, there's no ista klayim. At least midiraisa there's no ista klayim. Midiraisa after shatness has to be tovui shua venuz. It has to be woven together. That's what Rashi learns. Toza I think learns because it's a very hard material. You have no hanof from. Something that's hard, you have no one know from, there's no way to climb on. So, ein bo mishum klayim. V'yeno mitama b'negoyim. Doesn't have a shame beget to have a tumas negoyim on it. Trashi ein bo mishum, ein mitama b'negoyim. Mayai time a gufa. They got b'negoyim ksiv nami beget. V'yalef miklayim shua v'tovi. Despite the Rosh Shita, what's called a beget of a shua v'tovi? It has to be spun down, the material, and woven up. If it's not woven, it's not called a beget. So since this is not a woven material, it's a raw piece of material, so it's not mekabel tumas negoyim. You can't walk out with Rishus Rabin because we're afraid maybe Rishus Rabin she'll slip it out underneath the shavcha and she'll show it off to her friends because it's made out of a chashuv thing like jewelry you want to show off with. We have Shimon Amru, Shimon holds af ein boy mishum ateres kalus. There's no issa to wear this even for a kala getting married. She's allowed to